Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the wonderful Wheel of Life and another international transmission of You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie.
Yes. Here we are.
You like popsicles?
I don't know.
I got a whole freezer full of popsicles down the cellar.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
You're really starting to piss me off, you piggly son of a bitch.
Oh, boy. So,
here we go again. Here we go again. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another episode of You Can't See Us with Starfire and myself, Charlie.
Mr. Charles Shafter. How you doing, Charlie?
I'm doing great. How are you, Starfire?
Well, I can't complain too much. I could complain, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah, don't.
I won't.
It's good to be here with our vast listening audience once again.
Yes, yes.
Our legions of loyal followers.
Welcome, welcome, folks.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has.
It's been a week.
It's been maybe more than a week. But
we got to keep on top of this.
Well, you know, we get busy sometimes. It happens.
I went and saw the Black Crows last night in the House
that?
Of Blues. It was freaking, it was the way, pretty much.
The light and the truth.
Whiskey Myers was there too, in all their glory.
Yeah, it was Cody Cannon's birthday. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
So here's a happy birthday to Cody Cannon from You Can't See Us.
All
happy
right.
birthday, buddy!
Yeah, we'll give him the studio audience for that one.
Yeah, exactly. We'll give it.
All right, thanks, folks. Thank you. Yeah, give it up for Cody.
Yeah, but so Band of Heathens opened up.
Oh, man, those guys are insane. They're awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was great.
They're really tight.
Yep. Colin is awesome.
Yeah, they have any new stuff?
I think they were playing some new stuff. They played...
I'd love to hear like a new record from them, man.
I think they're coming out with one soon, maybe. Or maybe they just did. I don't know.
They better not.
They better not, yeah. But so we did that. They played and put on a hell of a show. And then...
Where was the show at?
The House of Blues in Dallas.
Okay, yeah, cool. That's a good venue.
And then the Black Crows with Chris Robinson, and he came out in all of his glory, his dirty hippie glory.
Yeah, I bet that was great, man.
It was awesome. He has one of the best stage presences?
He has the best stage presence.
Yeah, I know, but what he has one of the... best stage presences. Presence is.
His presence on stage is one of the best.
It's topical.
Yeah, that'll work.
It's, yeah. He just came out. He's just like clapping and shit, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
He looked like a regular Mick Jagger up there or something.
Right on. Was he doing the rooster?
No, he wasn't doing the Mick Jagger dance thing. He was a lot cooler. He was calm and collective.
Well, that's cool, man. I bet that was great.
It was a great show.
Did anybody else play? Just those two?
Just those two, you know? They didn't play, like, many of their hits. They played Jealous.
Yeah.
Jealous Again.
Yeah, that was a big hit for them 15 years ago.
But they didn't play, like, She Talks to Angels or that, Hey, little thing, let me light your chemicals. And mama, I'm showing a hundred now, Mr. Rent. Down, down, down. They didn't play them shits. I was happy about it, honestly. Because they just jammed, man. It was more like a jam.
Well, everybody
band.
Knows that song, you know, and all of those songs, you know. I mean, it's. I guess some people probably wanted to hear that shit.
I don't think that they were too concerned about what people wanted to hear. They just wanted to get up there and rock.
Those are the best shows, man, where the people are like,
yeah.
You know, the bands are like, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to have fun.
Exactly.
That's cool.
And they put on a great show. What else has been going on?
What else?
Last week we did Roots and Branches with Ray Wiley Hubbard, the two of us.
Yeah, yeah, we sure did. That was awesome. We'll play a clip from that here later on in the show.
Yeah,
it was really cool to meet Ray Wiley Hubbard and talk to him for a little bit. Man's a fucking legend, man.
He is.
That's awesome.
He is the Wiley Llama.
Yeah, it was an honor to, you know, just kind of see him do his thing. And
yeah, definitely.
It was cool. What else has been going on?
We're about to do a new record!
Doing a new record, yeah. Man, everybody's doing records these days.
Yeah. What's the deal with that?
I don't know. I'm going to record with Tweety Q tonight. Yeah, and
Tweety Q's recording a record.
Yeah, our friend AC Murder's doing a record.
When has he been back in the studio?
He's coming in tomorrow.
Tomorrow, awesome.
Yes, and who else is?
Are you doing vocals or what?
Some overdubbed shit.
Cool.
And possibly some vocals. But I think we might be getting Funky Fresh Nick Gresh to come in and play a little bit on that, too.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. So, oh, there's another record I was thinking of that somebody, Whiskey Myers is doing a record.
They're done. They just have to put it out.
They're trying to name that record.
They came up with a name, and we're trying to talk them out of it. I tried to talk them out of it last night, but they're pretty,
You talked to them again last night?
Yeah.
About it? Yeah.
They're not very receptive. I think that they're...
They didn't like our ideas?
No.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't think we can be friends anymore with them.
No. I mean, we did a lot. We spent, what, like 10 minutes researching facts about whiskey and then delivered the goods. We had a bunch of good band, or not band names, album names.
Yeah, Ablum.
Yeah. We did, though. I mean, it's a shame that they...
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
You know, you can't force greatness upon people. Yeah. They either accept it or they don't. And in this case, they didn't.
Well, you know, I'm sure whatever they go with, it's going to be a huge fucking hit, and it's going to be good for them. So,
it'll be good.
I'm excited about that.
Me too.
So you're about to come out with a new record.
Yep.
You're about to start working on a new record.
Yep, we're going to start working on it hopefully November. And Ray Wiley Hubbard's going to be producing it.
Hopefully.
If all goes as planned.
Yeah. That'll be really cool, man.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
You'll have to get me a copy of that when that comes out.
I'm pretty sure that you'll be playing on it. And you're going to be there the whole time. You'll hear it.
Yeah, but I still want a copy when it's done. You know?
Wait, well, I'll see what I can do.
Okay. If nothing else, I'm just going to bring my tape recorder and bootleg it.
I think that I know what I want to name it.
Already? What are you going to name it?
I think I want to name it The Transposition of the Great Vessels. Or not the, just Transposition of the Great Vessels. Because...
That's good.
When people are born with hearts that pump backwards, essentially, that is the surgery they have. And it happens to be the surgery that I had when I was a baby. And I think that it could be some form of destiny for me to name it that.
Destiny, huh?
Yep. Not Destiny's Child.
God, Beyonce is such a badass bitch, isn't she?
If you like it, then you... What is that?
All the single ladies.
Yeah.
All the single ladies.
And then something about...
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Oh, my God.
Genius.
That bitch is badass. She is. We were watching some SNL thing the other day where they had like Justin Timberlake and the black fucking leotard doing the single ladies dance.
Oh, really?
Hilarious.
He's kind of funny.
He was hilarious. And they were talking about like all the like little short... digital short things that they had done. He did the thing called Dick in a Box. Have you seen
that? Yeah, I've seen that. Oh, it's my dick in a box.
Yeah, Dick in a Box. That was hilarious, man.
Yeah, that was genius. I think that was nominated for a Grammy or something like that.
It should have been. They were talking about like the idea behind it and how it was, what's the guy's name?
Andy.
Andy Samberg and like his like crew of comedy writer friends like came up with this idea. And they like pitched it to Timberlake, and they were like, "Yeah, he's probably not gonna go for it." And he was like, "Yeah, this is awesome!" Like reading the lyrics, he was like, "Yeah, this will totally work." And
that's awesome.
Then they had to like go pitch it to Lorne Michaels, and they were like, "You know, we realize we have to be ashamed about it because we can't be like, hey, we have this great idea."
Yeah.
You know? They're like, "Well, we have this idea, but it's you know, it really is funny, and it's fucking awesome, man."
That's awesome. Yeah. And now it's a classic thing.
It really is. I think Timberlake really made it happen, you know?
Yeah.
God, in that fucking Elton John video you showed me?
Yeah, I did. You may not believe it, but I don't believe in miracles anymore.
Yeah.
And if you need to know it, I never something did for sure. It's a great song. This train don't stop.
Yeah. You guys got to watch that video if y'all are... out there with nothing to do, and you got the YouTube handy.
Elton John, This Train Don't Stop Here Anymore, the official video. It's a good video.
It might not be on YouTube. We had to go searching for it somewhere else.
Yeah, Elton doesn't like his shit to be. He's a fucking knight.
That's true. Sir Elton John.
Knights don't have their stuff on YouTube.
That's right.
When's the last time you saw a knight on YouTube? Like a legitimate knight.
Sir Paul McCartney's probably on there. Really?
Well, he better not be. He might lose his knightship.
That's true.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine.
See that bear lapping up that good old country water? Sure makes a big hairy guy like me thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around that tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear Whiz beer.
Bear Whiz beer, liquid product, Andrew Bear Whiz Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
We got some emails here. Some emails from...
John.
John. Where's John from?
John... from Mad Monster Island, New Jersey, writes in today. It's a short message. All it says is, "Dear Starfire and Charlie, where?"
Where? Hmm.
I'll tell you where, John. Right over there, lapping up that cool country water.
There you go, John.
It's right over there. It's Bear Whiz beer. It's in the water. That's why it's yellow.
Yeah, so in answer to your question, John, over there, lapping up that cool country water. What else we got? We got any more emails over here?
Yeah, we've got another one from Stacy in Falls Church, Virginia.
Ah, Falls Church. Wow, I never even heard of that place.
That's where the CIA headquarters is.
Uh-oh, okay.
Or something is near there. She says, Stacy from Falls Church, Virginia, says... Starfire, are the chipmunks still living in your beard?
Oh, the chipmunks. Well, that was actually a lie that Charlie told. So there were never actual chipmunks living in my beard. They were squirrels, and yeah, there's a couple of them. I'm taking good care of them.
Dude, tell them about what Sylvia did.
Yeah, okay, so there's this war going on in my neighborhood.
It's escalating. I've been witness to this.
Yeah, I think Charlie was the first one to notice it. Their cats were chasing squirrels, and squirrels were chasing cats. It was a really strange thing, and we seemed to notice that the...
It's a race war, is what it is.
Yeah, and the violence was escalating.
Yeah.
And it came to a head the other day whenever my cat, Sylvia, brought a live squirrel into the house underneath the kitchen dining room table.
Yeah.
And she's just holding it there. And the squirrel's like alive, like screaming. My wife was freaking out. I was freaking out. It was, you know, I'm thinking, damn it, this has got to stop.
Exactly. And then, so he had to take it out back and kill it with a shovel.
I did. It was a mercy killing. It was, it was so sad. I was crying.
Yeah.
I felt like the guy in...
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall, yeah, when he's stabbing the pig. And I'm sorry.
You shall not pass. So this, we're going to keep you up to date on what's going on with the squirrel and cat war. In Denton, Texas here. Beautiful Denton, Texas today.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, it's just incredible.
Usually we're sweating in the studio, but now, because we don't turn the air conditioner on in the studio for your benefit, for audio quality.
Right.
So we don't hear a...
Right, it's all for your sake, folks.
But today it's extremely, almost too comfortable in here.
It's beautiful. I really don't know what to do with myself.
Yeah.
I went over to your house and did a little equipment maintenance today.
Yeah.
Man, it was...
Maintaining the equipment.
Keeping that gear in tip-top shape.
Yeah, tip-top shape for the shows.
Yeah, you know, I used to have 3 speakers, folks out there, and now I have 4 speakers. So.
And 4 wheels on your cab.
4 wheels and 4 speakers. I will have a better back for it.
I took my car in today.
Good.
it was making this.
It's pretty scary.
From the back wheels, and apparently, what was it that I told you happened to it?
Something about a bearing.
Wheel bearings. Bad bearings.
You gotta take care of those bearings.
Ball bearings or something like that.
They're necessary.
Yeah, they were failing. That's what Steve said down at Dave's Forinata.
What time are they gonna get that to you?
They said either today or tomorrow. It could be tomorrow. And if it's tomorrow, then it's gonna be tomorrow. If it's today, they could call any minute.
So if it's today, it could be today.
Exactly.
But if it's tomorrow, then it won't be until tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, so it seems like we're missing something pretty huge that's going on.
Yeah, what shows did we play this weekend? Oh, we had a show rain out.
Oh, the festival.
We were supposed to play a festival in San Angelo, and we ended up having a lovely day off.
Yeah, but we wanted to play the festival.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to go. I was looking forward to that. I hadn't been to San Angelo in a long time.
Yeah.
But
I wanted to go visit the old Hojo. The Howard Johnson.
Stay at the Hojo, maybe see some friends, the old Halfman brothers.
And, yeah.
Well, those are the only people we know.
Possibly Mark David Manders, if he's at the Hojo.
Manders, yeah. We're always causing trouble there at the Hojo.
Yeah.
On the,
it's quite possibly one of the worst hotels that have... Not, you know, I don't want to get sued, but it's not,
no,
it's
no,
not up to it's, shape.
It's not the worst hotel, but you know, I think probably 30 years ago, that hotel was the shit.
Yeah, it has that. The pool sort of looks like a gas chamber. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
It looks like when you go in there, it's like, Jesus, you just want to get out as soon as possible, which is what I imagine would be like if you go over to Auschwitz or something.
Right.
And you go into those places to visit. I don't picture you like wanting to hang out. You know,
okay,
what I mean?
But the Hojo does, or I don't know, it used to have the Cheyenne Club just down the hallway from our room that we usually stay in.
Yeah, and we've talked to that bartender, the owner, and she got arrested for beating a cop with a dildo.
She did. She slapped a cop in the face with a dildo, and she went to jail for sexual harassment.
Yeah.
And she was proud of it.
Sexual harassment.
She was proud of it. She bought us a beer. Or no, we bought beer there.
Yeah.
They were like $5 beers.
So. Yeah.
But she gave us shots. She gave us
gave us a shot or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And the next time we went back, that lady was not there and the place was closed.
Yeah, I don't think that it was doing well.
Well, if anyone out there is looking for an investment opportunity in San Angelo, I would recommend the Cheyenne Club inside the Hojo. Because the Hojo is a very fine hotel.
It's a fine establishment.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Very nice.
I think it's a, you know, any hotel room is a good hotel room. Unless it's a horrible hotel room like the one time we saw the ninjas.
Ooh, yes. God. That was scary.
Where was that?
I don't know.
Palestine or something?
It was, because we hung out with Whiskey Myers like way too late. And there was a girl there who wanted us to stay at her house. And we had just met her. And
we were like, no.
No, we're not going to do it.
But. So we went and got this hotel. And the first hotel that we got was, I went in there, you know, paid for the hotel. We come in there, and there's just roaches literally everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. And my wife was with us.
Yeah.
And, like, she was taking pictures and shit.
Yeah, and there was, like, blood on the ceiling or something, or what, you know, some sort of weird thing on the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, that was creepy.
So we were in the room for 3 minutes, and I called back down there. I was like, yeah, this is just horrible. Can we get our money back? And he was like, yeah, sure. Like, just like it always happens. Like, he was just expecting. Yeah. So we're leaving, and we look down. Across the way.
And somebody who was, you looked down and was like, what is that?
Yeah.
And so we all like looked down. And so it's like across the way, there's one room with the light on and there's like ninjas in there.
there's a bunch of fucking ninjas in there.
And they were staring
at us.
Right at us.
Like, we're talking full-fledged ninjas in like, with their eyes showing.
Yeah.
Looking at us.
I think their eyes might have been glowing. I don't know.
It was, you know, it was a bizarre situation.
But the funniest thing is our guitar player was with us, AC Murder, and he's like the biggest guy with us, and he took off down the stairs.
Oh, he screamed
faster than anybody.
Yeah.
He took off.
Oh, man.
And he didn't even have keys to the van or anything.
Yeah.
He was just getting the fuck out of there.
God, those ninjas, man.
Yeah, I still wonder, like, what
those
the fuck...
Those Palestinian ninjas.
What the fuck was going on in there, man?
I don't know, man.
That was because it was like 5 a.m.
Yeah. You know?
That was terrifying.
There was something else that happened there, too.
I remember we drove for like an hour after that. I mean, it might have been 4 a.m, but we drove for a long time to find a hotel after that.
Yeah, that was a weird, weird night.
Yeah, we should have just stayed up and got more drunk with Whiskey Myers.
Oh, man. Old whiskey. Ninjas aside, we're going to play some clips here from Roots and Branches with Ray Wiley Hubbard. He was kind enough to have us out there and do his show, and it was a really cool thing, you know?
I thought it was awesome. It was definitely the coolest radio show that I've ever done.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know?
It's odd having somebody like that ask you questions, and you're supposed to give him answers to these questions.
Right, I just wanted to ask him questions. You know, if you'll notice, we're kind of quiet on the recording, and it's because we just want to hear what he has to say.
Yeah, you know? I tried to talk, but I'm not good at it in that sort of setting.
Yeah, it's a lot different here when we're just like hanging out.
Yeah,
you know? That's also live on the radio. You know,
exactly.
But so yeah, check it out. Here's a little clip from some clips from Roots and Branches of Americana with Ray Wiley Hubbard.
And us.
It's Roots and Branches of Americana on 92.1 Radio New Braunfels and KNBT.FM. Here's Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Would you please welcome this time right now, Mr. Charlie Shafter. How you doing, Charlie? You doing all right?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
There you are. All right, Charles, where are you from? Where you live now? What's all that? Tell me something about you.
I live in Denton, Texas now.
Yeah, and I know that place. I went to school there.
Yeah, I'm from Decatur, Illinois, which my parents are listening online right now.
Yeah.
So hi to them in Decatur, Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
My dad told me to tell you that he's your biggest fan in Illinois.
My only fan in Illinois, I can imagine. Well, no, I played Chicago, so I guess probably, yeah.
Yeah, you got some fans up
yeah.
there.
Well, so you're up in Denton now?
Yep.
I made a mistake when I said I went to school there. Actually, I went there and I was supposed to go to school.
You were enrolled in school.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and there's nothing like scholastic probation. So you're living up in Denton now, and you're doing you've got kind of this history, because I, you know, looked at you and everything on, and you got the Charlie Shafter band, and then you got the Gnomes, and then there's just you, and
there's several things. I guess it's just when somebody new comes into the band, we just change it up, and
yeah.
Now we're just back to little old me and the rest of them.
So what's kind of the configuration of the band that you're using when you play band shows?
We have a keyboard player who also plays with a band called the Polyphonic Spree.
I just met one of those guys today. Is it the guy with the green hair and the little hat and the glasses?
Probably.
Okay.
They got a lot of people in that band. There's like 30 of them. But then we have Starfire, who usually plays bass, and then a drummer as well.
Yeah.
And I try to play guitar lead.
Well, sounded good. Like you're playing some kind of fancy chords there rather than just
I don't know what they are.
Well, they sound great. I usually just kind of stay around Farmer's Corner down there, the low E and everything. But so you got that gig thing going on, and you did some recording, the last record and everything, right?
Yep, we did. Last record came out three years ago, probably.
Mm-hmm.
We did that with Billy Harvey in Austin,
yeah.
Who used to produce his Bob Schneider, a couple of his records,
yeah.
And that sort of thing. And
so now, when you first picked this up, obviously you know English and are pretty familiar with, like, you know, lyrical and things, you know, and all that stuff. So how'd you get started? What happened to
My
you?
Dad had...
What went wrong, Charles?
What went wrong? Well, I used to be real big into soccer. I was never real big into soccer, but my dad was real big into soccer. And I played soccer for a while, and then my sophomore year of high school, I tore my ACL. My dad listened. My parents, I was blessed with parents who listened to really good music. So
yeah.
When I was into Nirvana and stuff like that when I was a kid, and my dad bought me for Christmas, probably when I was 14, along with a Martin, he got me a Highway 61, Bob Dylan record, and along with basically inherited a bunch of vinyls like Leon Russell and stuff like that, and I stopped listening to Nirvana. and started writing songs, I guess.
Man, I just heard on vinyl Townes Van Zandt live at the Old Quarter.
Oh, wow.
If you ever get a chance to hear that on vinyl, you should do it. I mean, it's just a little, it's just, it's incredible. It's, that's what my, probably my favorite Townes record. But yeah, it's just, it's incredible. Really good deal. So then you got into it, and when did you start, you know, making songs up?
Making songs up. I did.
I guess, a while since I've done this, Charlie. You hadn't done it for 2 weeks.
No,
it'll come back to me.
I'm not very good at it. I'm not very good at talking. But so making songs up. I was probably 15 or so, and they were bad.
Yeah.
They were bad. But I only play one song from back when I, you know, started writing songs. And I don't know. From there, I moved down to Texas as soon as I graduated high school because my brother-in-law was in a band here. And Matt Martindale was Coup de Gras.
Yeah, Matt Martindale.
And I would come down here every summer since I was 14 and travel on the bus with them and, you know, do things that my parents didn't know I was doing. And
they're listening tonight, aren't they?
Well, they know now. They already know now. It's not news to them.
So, Charlie, where'd you run into Starfire here? What's he? You got a mandolin, harmonica, band, you know, bass player guy, and where'd you run into him?
He does. Where did I find him?
Yeah.
I found him.
I came down off the mountain.
Yeah, he came down off the mountain one day and just sort of showed up and said, "My name's Starfire, and I'm playing with you."
Just kind of, it was cosmic, you know.
There you go,
it's
man.
Of the universe.
Things like that happen, man. Well, great. So, and you do bass, mandolin, harmonica, and all that stuff, huh?
I'll try and play anything with strings on it.
Yeah.
You know, I'll try. I'll give it a shot.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to be, you know. So now you got plans coming up. You and I were talking about doing your next record and everything. We're going to maybe see if that'll work out and everything. You got a bunch of stuff happening. I guess you just went with Davis McCarty as a... agent?
As a booking agent. Yeah.
Good.
So it's feeling like there's sort of some sort of turn of events here where I'm starting to maybe do something.
Well, good.
Again.
Slowed
down for a little bit for 6 months or so.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of a guy named Neil Young? I'm not Neil Young. Fred Neil. Fred Neil.
Fred Neil.
Yeah. Oh, man, you check him out. You remind me of him. I saw him play one time a long, long time ago. He's a guy that wrote "Everybody's Talking at Me" and just a great, great songwriter.
Oh, yeah, I know that song.
Yeah. He really cared about his lyrics. Seemed like you do too. That you would, do you spend a little time on your lyrics?
Sort of. I mean, I just try to make them rhyme or whatever.
Not.
I don't spend. It doesn't take very long, but I just have sort of a thing where I don't keep a lot of things. You know what I mean? Just because I don't think they sound cool or anything, so I spend a lot of time picking songs, I guess, that I've written. Because I've got a lot of songs and a lot of them that I don't play.
Yeah.
Just because there's something about them that I don't like.
You get to a certain point, when I write a song, I get to a certain point, you know, and you, whatever it is, one of my, like I mentioned, this, four of my favorite quotes is "never second guess inspiration." Flannery O'Connor said that. Just whenever you get the inspiration, never second guess, just take it. But then you get to a certain point where you realize that this song is worth finishing it.
Yeah, you know? Definitely.
And then there's certain songs you get to a point, you go, no, it's not.
I always find that the ones that I like the best are the ones that I wrote the quickest. That if it's worth it to me, it'll be done in 15 minutes.
Really?
Most of them. Sometimes I'll need another one, or I'll leave it alone for a while, and I'll come back to it, and it'll... I'll be interested in it again, but if it doesn't work itself out within 15, 20 minutes, then I usually quit on it.
You ever done a thing where you got about four or five going at the same time?
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
And then you take lines from one of them and put them in the other one.
Yeah.
And then you know.
Charlie's got an amazing attention span also. So you know,
yeah, right.
You get about 15, 20 minutes into something, and if it's not worth it, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm done with that. On to the next thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as you get older, you'll get more desperate.
No, I feel desperate for good lines. So, like, you know, that's why I do it all the time. I write all the time, but it's just
Yeah. When you, like I say, when you write, this mostly about, one of the requirements of this show is you pretty much got to write these songs and everything, you know, and when you, yeah, when you do it and everything, do you, so you say you write a whole bunch and then you get to a point and you go, oh, I'm not going to finish that, or?
I just get discouraged fairly easily with songs, I guess. Yeah. If I don't, like, I write a whole bunch of them and then I'll write one line that needs changing. I never, like, just throw them away, but yeah, I'll wait till something comes to me or whatever, but the ones that I like the most are the ones that just come out. Like, yeah, you didn't even write them, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's like when you're like me, as you get older, you'll lower your standards.
No, I used to, the thing that probably got me the most with is the embarrassment of stuff that I've put out before. Not that I'm embarrassed by it, but you know what I mean? Like, if the stuff that I would record stuff when I was 17...
Yeah. Yeah,
and that stuff exists, and people have that, you know, and that scares me. Now that I'm 25, I know that that maybe I should think about it a little bit more before I actually put it out there and have people have it forever.
I have wreckage of the past from last year. You know, really, I really there's stuff out there I've regretted for all.
Yeah,
you know. Well, now, next year, if you get this album out and everything, any other, you're working a lot, though, right?
I play all the time. I'm usually, if it's not by myself or just Starfire and I or full band, I'm usually 4 or 5 days a week, you know.
Where do you play in Austin, offhand? Anything?
We do...
There's a bunch of different clubs there?
Yeah, we play different places. We played Threadgills several times.
We play Green Hall down here in New Braunfels a lot.
Yeah, we do play Green Hall a lot. Momo's? Momo's. We play Momo's and...
Antone's.
We play with Antone's. You know, all the places.
The circuit,
yeah.
That's it.
Well, cool. And I think go with the website and check out when you're going to be back down here in this area and everything?
Yes.
Okay, well, cool. And then you going to come to Wimberley tomorrow?
I'm going to come to Wimberley and hang out with you tomorrow.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, we'll do that.
A little picking.
We'll go either to Meemaw's or the Shell Station or the Diamond Shamrock and eat breakfast.
Sounds good to me.
It's what you do there in Wimberley, you know? And, well, cool. I tell you what, probably got time for one more of this segment, and whatever you feel like doing, and be sure to check out the site, see when you're going to be playing around the area.
Exactly.
And whether it'll be... Now the Gnomes, is that still going band, or is that just a band you were in for a while?
We haven't changed the poster yet, but that we send out to the gigs. But
most of the band members have quit, though. So.
Yeah.
We got a new band now. So.
But, yeah.
We've been playing with names, but I think we're just doing Charlie Shafter for now. Yeah. But when we do live, you know... with the different people that come in. Yeah. We have one that's called Space Bishop is a band name, and then the Shaman Magnificent.
Yeah, I think that's gonna be the way right there.
And yeah. Spirit Stick.
And Spirit Stick.
Spirit Stick is a hell of a band name, actually.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, boy.
Charlie Shafter and Spirit Stick.
You know.
That could be the next record right there.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, good to see you, man. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Just give me a call whenever, you know, 10:30 or so, and whenever you kind of get to Dripping Springs, and I'll meet you down there.
Awesome.
All right, another song. Charlie Shafter, Starfire. Thank you guys very much, man.
Thanks
we'll see you tomorrow.
Us.
All right, we're going to take a short break. Don't run off. We'll be right back.
You take some pots and pans. You take some pots and pans, you take some pots and pans, and you hit on whistle sticks. You hit on whistle sticks, you just go and hit on whistle sticks. I got a mandolin, I got a mandolin, I got a mandolin, and I love the way it rings. I love the way it rings, I just love. Oh, it rains. Baby's got a tambourine. Baby's got a tambourine. Baby's got a tambourine. She shakes it in my face. She shakes it in my face. She just shakes it in my face.
So the song of the week.
All right, the song of the week.
This was months ago, but it's before we started doing the podcast, but it's the newest Jacob Dylan album that was produced by T-Bone Burnett.
Yeah, it's a badass record.
It's a great record. You should go out and get it.
What's it called? Women in Country.
Women in Country, yeah. I think Nico Case is on this track singing with him.
Is she?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. So she's on a lot of this record.
She's a badass bitch too, man.
Yeah, and she beat your ass too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I believe that.
But yeah, so check it out, ladies and gentlemen. This is called Everybody's Hurtin'.
And Jacob Dylan.
Women in Country.
I've been walking the dirt floor. My eyes are open, Lord. Where did you go? Have we just left you bored? Wandering down this unholy well. We rode stirring barrels in hell to be warm. It's further back down than the high ground. It ain't milk, ain't honey. We're moving. Now we come from the country where the rain follows plow and the evenings are cold enough to pluck your feathers out. We hear your engines roaring deep and loud as we work the mules on this bludgeon ground.
That's it, folks.
That's all she wrote. What I'm going to do now is leave you with a little bit of this.
We'd like to thank everybody for listening. Tune in next week. We'll have a lot of fun and exciting shit going on next week. It'll be so crazy you won't even know what hit you. You're going to be like, shit, what the fuck was that? Oh, that was You Can't See Us with Starfire and Charlie. That hit me like a fucking brick. You're welcome.
Fuck off.
For producer James the Robot, technical engineer Nikola Tesla, and your host Starfire on the Mountain and Charlie Shafter, this has been another episode of You Can't See Us.